Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back. It is Monday once again, and you know what time it is.
Monday?
No, that's the date.
Oh.
It is 11:17 right now. And if, of course, as you know, 11:17 means brr, brr, brr.
Is that what it means?
Yes, it is. Two fanboys and a filthy casual is back at you again. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.
So today we're going to be talking about a lot of things, to be honest with you. But we're going to start off with a little teaser. And, you know, it is the summertime, or it is approaching summertime. And this is when a lot of new things or a lot of things are coming out.
Yeah.
You know, we have all these different TV shows, different movies that is going to be here pretty soon. And we kind of want to talk about things that we're looking forward to. And I wanted to start off first. I know Harold's going to be going into a deep dive into why he is looking forward to the death of Big Bang Theory. But before I continue, the one thing I'm looking forward to, and at the same time I'm really, really sad, is the last season of Into the Badlands. Have either of you been able to actually take a look at that movie, that show?
You know what? I've tried an episode or two. Unfortunately, just I have not had a chance to catch up on everything.
No, Nick Frost is in
it? Yes, it is.
I see, that's what I remember. I was like,
and it is amazing that Nick Frost has gotten bigger.
I've seen him in, what's that, Fighting With My Family?
He looks, yeah, and surprisingly, he has a lot of really good fight scenes. And
he's like Sammo Hung.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of it is like, you know, padded, somebody in padded costume.
Like Mr. Miyagi.
But man, dude, he looked pretty cool. That's what I'm saying. Mr. Miyagi did all his own stunts. Damn you. Don't even say that.
Hold your tongue, man.
Blasphemy. I can't believe it. That's it. You're out of the will. So, Into the Badlands, if you've never watched it, is Daniel Wu's, it's his, he's the main character, so it's his show. That's at least how I'm going to be seeing it. And after three seasons of, I think, one of the best shows on AMC, I still can't believe they're closing it, and they still have two versions of freaking Walking Dead.
It's just basically simultaneously
dead,
right?
People walking around.
I get it.
It's very apropos for the title.
But, you know, over the last 3 years, it's been able to actually come up with a really nice storyline, really nice settings for everything. And it's weird. It's like a Louisiana plantation meets, like the end of the world meets, you know, martial arts meets ninjas and everything. And the moment they talked about it, it was something I was like, dude, we got to watch it. It's people that are using, wire stunts, martial arts. And over the years, especially this third season, the stunts, the fighting, choreography, everything has been amazing. The storyline has been truncated. Instead of the regular 16 episodes, they only give them 8 episodes. And it's, you can see that they're rushing through all the storylines in a good way, because it's, one thing I can say about Into the Badlands, there were a lot of times where they kind of stretched it out.
Mm.
But this time around, it's, you know, the pace is going quicker. The conflict is going a lot faster. And I'm really sad because I think it is going to be a loss. It is the only genre like that on TV or in the movies. There's nothing else that kind of compares to it. And it's surprising and really sad, at least for me, that we are going to lose something like Into the Badlands. So for me, looking forward to, but dreading that there's only 4 more episodes to Into the Badlands. Harold?
I'm actually going to go with the two most generic things that are coming in this month. And that
Big Bang Theory?
No.
Oh.
That's too generic. But, you know, the first thing being Cobra Kai will be back for season 2.
Oh, yeah, that's
back
right.
On YouTube Red, or as we call it, RedTube.
RedTube U.
So if you check it out on RedTube.com, you'll find out. Look up for Cobra Kai. And just type in Cobra.
Get out of my head.
So you're going to get out of my head. Anyway. But I think we've gone over that enough. The thing that I really want to talk to is I know we can't. We'll mention it. We'll mention it in our next episode. Like, we know what our next... Anyways. But if you guys weren't on the internet a couple of days, like a week ago, and you didn't see that the Avengers Endgame pre-sale tickets had come out, you would have no idea that there was an internet blackout for pretty much every movie
ticket. That whole morning, yeah.
And everybody was having problems getting into the tickets, except for at least these guys. Well, I weren't pointing to myself and Dennis because I bought his tickets. But we go to a theater where apparently no one knows that movies are showing. And there was tons of tickets. So, you know, people were saying that they are reselling some of those tickets for opening night for hundreds or even thousands of dollars.
That's crazy.
And I'm
obviously
like,
not in our theater.
Not in our theater because there's still, if you ever figure out where we watch movies, tons of seats left. However, if they do sell out, I could technically sell you Dennis's for one extra dollar and it'd be worth it.
Really? That's profit right there, man.
Lou?
Sorry. Excuse me. Sorry.
Your back's still hurting?
It's been 2 weeks and my back is still killing me.
It's
been a few days, I mean.
It's been a week.
I thought you were going to go see your brother for this.
I will.
What did he say?
He said you're getting fat and old. You're old and you're fat. I'm like, no.
How dare he?
I'm telling my mom. Who's also your mom.
But she likes him better, though.
So. I know. Oh,
dang.
You have a doctor in front of my name. Whatever. I have great pension.
His name is Dr. Lewis?
No.
We're going to use last name shit.
No, no. Anyway, for me, I'm looking forward to the final season of Game of Thrones. So, gonna sound like a stinking casual, but you know what? I went with a wave and I've enjoyed the last...
What? No.
Excuse me.
No.
No. No.
No.
No,
wait.
No, I
just to describe this scene right now for everybody watching, Harold and I just turned and gave, I think, a stink eye.
Side eye. My contacts are dry.
Oh, okay. But I so gave a stink.
Like a Popeye stink eye because my contacts are dry.
Wait, that's a pirate. There you go. I think the fact that we
automatic Popeye. Sailor. Arr. Well, we call shenanigans on this.
Oh, yeah. Complete shenanigans.
Which is a term we have not used on this podcast in
a while.
Maybe?
Yeah, you're right.
It's been a long time.
But the reason why we're calling shenanigans for faithful listeners... Well, actually, no. Faithful listeners would know why, but for unfaithful listeners...
I love that word. Keep using it.
Jeez, you say it one more time, she's going to show up.
Wow.
Yikes. Don't say it, Harold.
I can't do it. No, I was going to say that. So I was like, but she has to stay like
in the corner.
Like 100 yards away, right? Yards.
Ooh. I'll put her at your house, dude. Don't do it.
So, wow. Okay. And the reason why...
You had a lot of grief right there.
For people who are new, there was an episode a while back where Harold Lewis and I were talking about things that, you know, that we would never ever watch, mm-hmm. just because, and what the reason why we would talk, why it was that we've either it's either become too popular, we missed the initial the showings, and at least for me, I talked about how it's hard for me to get into a show after everybody's kind of jumped on the bandwagon already. For example, Breaking Bad. I've never had an opportunity to watch Breaking Bad. Everybody says, oh my God, you should watch it. But I'm like, okay. And so, Harold, any examples that you can think of?
Movies? Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad.
No. Well, yeah, actually, Breaking Bad wasn't going to be my example. But the other one would have to be probably The Walking Dead. Mm. Only because it's like I watched it because everyone was talking about it, and then I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore. And then everyone kept spoiling it for me, so I was like,
Rick lost his eye.
I was like, I really don't want to watch this show anymore because I was like we talked about before, and now it's been over a year when he's talked about it. But if you insist that I need to watch something out of spite, I will not watch it. I.e., Big Bang Theory, Game of Thrones. And The Walking Dead. And not really Breaking Bad, because people tell me that's actually a good show. I mean, they're all supposedly good shows, but then, like, as a person who, like, always wants to see the brighter side of things, I just don't like dramatic TV shows. Because it takes too much out of me. Like, The Flash is too dramatic for me already. And I've actually given up on that show just because it's... I still have it, but I haven't watched this. I've watched the first three episodes of this season. And I've missed out on... Yeah, dude, it's... By the way, that's not Dennis being shocked. He just ran before me.
I climbed the stairs.
So, Lewis,
why the change?
Why the change of heart? What happened to you?
Well, who forced you into this?
Well, ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Who?
Here's the doll.
Point to the corner of the doll.
Point to the doll. Who did it?
I'm a Facebook doll. Point to the name that made you do this.
It was actually partially your wife. Sorry. But no, actually, whose wife? Dennis's. But, really? You know. She talks a good game about it. Like, all right, I'll check it out. But
your wife watches Game of Thrones?
Oh, she's an avid fan.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, oh, that's why she posted on her website.
Yes.
Game of Thrones is...
Yes.
Which, by the way, she watches it, and I don't.
Yeah, I was like, well...
Dennis goes on the Switch.
quickly before we go to Lewis here, but is it weird, you know, if your wife is a really big fan, like a... you know, a hardcore fan of a show, is it tough for you not to even be interested in it at all?
Is it tough as in, like, I feel bad that I'm not interested, or...
Half and half.
I honestly, it's not even that I choose not to. There's nothing about it that actually interests... Like, yeah. So far, like, there's dragons that are coming. And if you go to RedTube, I'm pretty sure you can find...
Yeah, I'll see some white dragons.
White dragons are actually okay.
Yeah.
But when winter comes, then...
Are we still on RedTube?
No, we're talking about Game of Thrones.
It's been hot fire, you know what I'm saying?
Every single time anybody ever talks about Game of Thrones is either, oh my God, you see that the red wedding, and they talk about naked people. Yeah. Wait, there's a red wedding and everybody's naked.
So is it half you while your wife watches this? Are you shielding your daughter away from this stuff?
No. My daughter watches it.
Okay, that's cool.
No, my wife waits. Like, my wife waits, like, late at night, and she'll creep out into the living room and
something
watch.
I'm familiar with from my past.
Yikes. Wait, creeping into his living room?
I don't know. I just realized that. Wait a minute.
Yeah. His house isn't too far from me, you know? I mean, my house isn't too far from me.
Ooh, he has HBO.
So does he.
He don't got no skin max anymore.
So the question was a combination of things. So A, you know, your wife and another friend of ours persisted saying that, hey, if you're a quote unquote nerd, you gotta watch this.
That should have been how dare you?
See, look,
okay. You two were about to flip the table real quick.
I mean, I get it. That
no, I just bought this computer. I don't know, we can't flip it.
Flip something else.
But okay,
I'll flip your bank.
Please, God,
push him onto a trash can. But see, I get it. Like, friends I know that used to play the games, like Dungeons and Dragons and Dragonlance, when I was younger, those guys are really into the show. And I, admittedly, that's what I played when I was younger. And I guess when I was done playing that game, or had progressed past that playing those games, like, the whole dragon symbol turned into something douchey from the UFC for me.
Oh.
And that's all like I see.
Tap out.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. What it was. It's like... the symbol of... It's so still phallic, but the symbol of the dragon has changed a lot. And then just the whole medieval setting.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it in movie theaters because, like, it just, after a while, it just gets boring. Not boring per se, but it's repetitive. And visually, yeah, everything looks stunning and everything, but I don't know.
But, I mean, for me, I think what pushed me towards finally got actually is that, yeah, so like I said, a little bit of peer pressure because I'm weak. The other part is that, yeah, well, you got HBO for some reason. So I got it on HBO Go. And then, you know, the last few years, I've had a horrible, horrible commute. So, you know, 2 hours long on a bus or on a train. It's like, all right, I guess we'll watch some prestige format HBO and crank through it. And you know what? It's a good movie. It's a good show. I'm sorry. A decent show. And like what Harold kind of mentioned, excuse me, you know, a lot of the symbolism, a lot of the stuff that is come cliche is kind of, it checks all the boxes. It's nothing that groundbreaking per se, but it is, you know, it's a well-made, well-produced movie. Show.
Oh, okay, sorry. Hold on. The premise of this whole episode was supposed to be
you. Right now,
the only thing going through my head. I see. I told you.
No, the only thing going through my head is that yeah, we get HBO Go for free, but isn't like I guess from what a lot of people had told me is it's a great cinematic experience in that it's a movie every week. So that's what people would tell me.
Yeah.
And so when they would sit me down and make me watch this, I'm like, you forget to mention that I need to see the previous 30 movies to understand what's going on right now. Like at Dennis's, like my issue from TV shows has always been if it's too much of a backlog and it's too story dependent, like if it's not, you know, if you can't do individual episodes without any context from any of the episodes, I don't want to get into it because I don't have that time and I don't have that patience for that anymore.
Yeah, I get it.
If it's a half hour comedy, which translates to about 22 minutes, and it doesn't have anything to do with previous episodes or the future episodes, I can get into that no problem.
I get you. Yeah, it's definitely a lot of work to get into it because, yeah, like I said, you know, it took me, I'm definitely a lapsed or, you know, a bandwagon fan in a sense that, yeah, it took me like last calendar year to catch up through all 7 seasons of the show, but you know, okay, I'm gonna flip because like what they said, I'm trying to sell it.
Oh, 7 seasons.
It's a good watch if you're into. It's not even big on dragons per se because that gimmick wasn't introduced until later into the second or third season even. You know, it's a lot of. I'm trying to figure out now
what did I like about this?
You know, they had...
See, in my head, it really is Lewis is like, you know what, let's check that box. I'm a Game of Thrones nerd. Yes.
I want to know what the references are when I go to WonderCon.
By the way, in my head, is the same reason why he watches Doctor Who.
Oh.
I think he's generally interested in that. Like, that's his version of, like, an interesting drama. And then now he's being forced into this whole action thing where, you know, characters do incest. Everything for me is like hearsay. And to be honest, I think I've seen maybe 4, I want to, like, tops 4 episodes total.
Uh-huh.
In all differing seasons. And then, like, I really wanted to watch it because people were like, oh, Sean Bean's in it. And then when I was going to get into it, Sean Bean was dead already.
Yes.
And I was like, well, should have seen that coming. Because Sean Bean dies. That's what he does. And then, like...
He does it so well.
Everything else after that, it's like people would... Maybe it's just my issues, like I said last time. It's like, I don't like people telling me to do stuff.
You're going to enjoy this, Harold.
Yeah. So you can't tell me what to enjoy.
So I mean,
you're a nerd. You should watch Big Bang Theory.
You like this stuff.
That's you. Can't wait till this crap is over.
That's you and your friends.
No, it's not. We do references that are, like, actually, you know, useful.
Yeah.
Relevant. Yeah.
And your t-shirt budget is much higher than those people. Yeah.
Those guys wear the same t-shirt all the time. Come on, bro.
I get how, like, Game of Thrones kind of gotten a little divisive, I guess, in a sense. And, you know, it is, we're also, you know, kind of, I guess, slaves to the culture of, like, everything that shows on a Sunday is going to be spoiled Sunday midnight. So everybody already knows the references that, you know, the one of the plot points for... You know, for Game of Thrones is the fact that, they are trying to become a king of this, you know, huge made-up kingdom, which personally I think, you know, it's very well made, like, for a sense of, like, world building. Like, I like those kind of pieces of fiction where you're creating a whole new world out of nothing, or at least from things that are similar or familiar to you. So, you know, that's something that they did pretty well. So I dig that. Not to mention, but you know, they're also taking a lot of the sci-fi tropes that, excuse me, are kind of used up. We brought up Walking Dead already, but you know, did you guys know that the winter that's supposed to be coming is actually like an analogy for zombies? Yeah. So this movie has zombies and dragons and incest and midgets. So, you know, it's small people. I'm sorry, small people.
It's little people.
Little people, sorry.
He said small people. That's just Filipinos.
So, you know, it's got a lot of things going on for it. You know, the first, if anything, like, you know, I would definitely, maybe, not definitely, well, definitely maybe, that's an oxymoron. You know, I would recommend maybe catching the first season. The later seasons are a little bit, the quality just kind of jumps up and down. In a sense that, you know, so you can tell. Or
wait, are you sure you're talking about Game of Thrones and not Doctor Who?
Not Walking Dead. No, excuse you. Every episode of Doctor Who is quality, all right?
So why is it that every single time somebody says the start is like, oh, you should start with the fifth season?
That's true. You're right. Or you should do
start. That's another story.
That's another thing with, like, I guess, for me, maybe the biggest problem is spoilers in general.
Yeah, we're a spoiler culture now.
Yeah, like before, and this is sad to say, but I would get into Entourage because I would have no idea what the episode was until I actually watched it. It was all about douchebags every time, but, you know. Yeah. At least
it had the adventures of douchebaggery.
Wasn't very funny, but it was a comedy. I don't know. I think that's one of those things where it was like, everyone was watching it, so I was hanging out with a bunch of, like, douchey frat guys at the time. Oh, nice. But they weren't frat guys. They were just dudes that lived in a house together.
Oh,
okay. And they'd be like, yeah, let's watch Entourage. So I'm like, I guess I'm stuck here. And then we'd watch it. And it's like, I guess that was one of those moments where it's like, I don't think my friends really understand what I really like. But I ended up actually liking Entourage because it was forced upon me, so.
So you went against your premise in the beginning.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, what is it about Game of Thrones? Because so far, aside from midgets
and zombies, snow zombies.
Snow zombies.
Not just regular zombies.
And world building. That's the only thing you've said so far.
Yeah. He said it's a whole new world.
Oh, well.
Yes, a brand new place for. I forgot the lyrics already. Yeah, well, you know what? If that doesn't sell you, then I got nothing else.
I mean, so, you know
what? Well, you know, dude, like, well, for I think it's actually kind of beneficial to watch it now, or at least try to play catch up now, because, you know, like I mentioned, it's on HBO Go, it's on demand. So what kills a lot of momentum back then is, you know, the heaven forbid you actually have to wait for episodes. Now you can kind of just cram through all, you know, different seasons or different episodes, you know, back to back, and kind of enjoy the story as, you know, as you would like, instead of waiting every week, every year, every month, that kind of thing. So, and then, you know, the acting is, you know, I'll give this to the cast too. It's well acted. They have a really solid cast, I want to say. I mean, a lot of the younger folks that they have cast here, you know, Macy Williams and tip of my tongue. I see her. We literally saw her at the movie theater. She's a new dark. She's Phoenix. Jean Grey. I mean, Sophie Turner. You know, Kit Harington's also a very good actor, and not to mention a few other great character actors that, you know, they play good roles in this movie, in this show. I mean, so, you know, it's well acted. The drama is, like I said, it's not going to be groundbreaking. This, I think, it's what sells a lot. What trick? That sells. Okay, here's what it is.
I think, what tricked me into watching it?
I think what tricks a lot of people into watching it or thinking that they enjoy it is it's basically like your hour-long dramas on, you know, AMC or whatnot, but in a fantasy setting. So you're thinking that, oh, we're getting this high concept fantasy, you know, J.R.R. Tolkien kind of thing, but in actuality, you're just really watching like a really good episode of, you know, one of the USA shows or whatnot, with, you know, with trappings that you wouldn't get otherwise. Like I said, zombies and dire wolves and dragons. So that's my selling.
Now, how about action wise? Is it entertaining, at least in that way? I was talking about Into the Badlands. The Badlands really is, you know, highly choreographed martial arts. Tell me a little bit about that for Game of Thrones.
The action is scarce, but when it happens, it's really good. So you can kind of imagine, like I said, it's what they call, quote unquote, prestige format. So a lot of these episodes are 50, 60 minutes long, but, you know, two episodes in a row, it'll be plot exposition, or it'll be setting up pieces for like a half hour battle, where a lot of things pay off, and a lot of our, you know, a lot of your favorites. You know, the show is infamous, almost as bad as Walking Dead as for killing off your favorite characters, you know, just as soon as you think you like it. I think that's also another point that another part that kind of attracts people to it is a weird sense of masochism where, like, I'm going to get attached to these characters knowing that, you know what, one of these characters that I love will probably die. So it's kind of a weird, yeah, it's a weird fandom in a sense. Like, so yeah, so the action's definitely, you know, good, especially towards the later season. I think towards the later, you can tell the quality from the first season versus one of the later battles called the Battle of the Bastards, where it's this huge, almost like Lord of the Rings-esque battle with two huge armies, as opposed to the first season where Sean Bean's literally fighting like four other guys. So you can tell that.
So it's kind of like the Lord of the Rings.
So yeah, Sean Bean you're is fighting like 40. He fought four orcs.
And all of a sudden, Helm's Deep. And
you know, like... well, correction, in Lord of the Rings, he took an arrow to the heart. In Game of Thrones, he took a spear to the knee. So.
Oh, I didn't know.
So yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Hold on. Why did Sean Bean die with an arrow to the knee?
Oh no, he was. Wait, isn't
that like?
No, that was his original. Like the original wound in Lord of the Rings, and then it's like, oh dang, I'm down.
Ah, oh, my knee. Ah.
Yeah,
sorry, excuse me, Lord.
And then he was down, and then it's
like, yeah. So I mean, he doesn't die from a spear to the knee, but it maims him enough that he doesn't run away. Obviously. Can't run away with one bad knee. With one bad knee.
Limps away.
Get on a horse, bro. Come on, man. You got lots of those in Westeros. Anyway.
Sorry. Like, okay, here's my question for... I guess not my question so much for Lou, but for other fans out there is... Are you fans that started with season one and, you know, built with the show and, you know, followed all along? Or are you fans who jumped along maybe later on because your friends are recommending it? Or, even worse, are you a... Not saying Lou is it?
Hey.
He probably is. A bandwagon fan where everybody's talking about it, so I have to be part of it. And
yeah.
It's like, you know, that's really the question that I pose to people who are fans of Game of Thrones and just actually, you know, just to fans of TV shows in general.
Yeah.
Well, let's use that as a jumping point for our next topic. You know, we're kind of ragging on Lewis that he kind of jumped on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
To see it. Is there any other shows that you can think of where because of, I don't know if we call it peer pressure, but because of what everybody else saying about it, that we actually jumped in and actually enjoyed it? Or maybe did not enjoy
it? Oh, you know what? Let me do that. Let me jump on that. There's a lot of jumping. Actually, it's you who are guilty of telling me about Arrested Development, which I was thankful because, like, dude, this show is hilarious. Because unfortunately, I missed the original run. And thankfully, when it ended up on Netflix like 5-6 years ago, you and your brother were like, dude, you got to watch this. You're going to love these references. So that was definitely one of those shows where I felt like a lot of the internet culture, a lot of the, you know, the smart critics of comedy gave it a lot of high praise. So I'm like, all right, I succumbed to the peer pressure. And yeah, like you said, I really actually enjoyed it. Unfortunately, I still haven't seen... Excuse me, the later seasons, the original ones that showed on Netflix. But, you know, the first few seasons that originally aired on Fox, great show, you know, highly recommended. So here's the peer pressure coming from the podcast. Go watch it.
For me, it was actually Big Bang Theory, which I'm guilty of. But the funny part, it's not you guys or it's not mainstream, it's mainstream media. In fact, the person that made me watch it was actually my mom.
Oh,
and that's for sure. And one of the things that I found funny is that Harold at one point was talking about how it's like the casual that that loves it, and that was exactly what happened. My mom thought it was funny because, in her own words, it's people like you.
See this?
And I watch it as like, first and foremost, yes. But secondly, I actually thought it was funny to the point where I'm actually looking forward to the last part.
Seeing how they wrap up the season, or series. I mean,
For me, it's funny. One of my buddies, I was talking to one of my buddies, and he's one of those guys that like pirated shows all the time. So he'd be like, "You know, what's a good show that you should pirate? Is this TV show called Parks and Recreation?" And I heard about it obviously because I love Amy Poehler. and I knew nothing about it. The first season of the show was 6 episodes, hardly a blip on my screen. And then he was talking to me about it, and I was like, this sounds like something I could get into. And ended up being not just one of my favorite shows at the time, but still, and I made an article about it. I think it might be my favorite show of all time. And I throw high praise on it all the time. They do marathons of it. When they do a marathon of that and The Office at the same time, I ignore The Office stuff and I watch Parks and stuff. Yeah. And it eventually, you know, all the characters from there ended up being somewhat successful in their own ways. So that's always kind of a nice thing to see. It's like that. And then,
actually, I think that's a great segue, because speaking of The Office, that's one show that I'm going to pull a Harold and refuse to watch because everybody's telling me to watch it.
See?
Yeah, it's for whatever reason, it's gotten a social media life of its own where all these memes are like here's Michael Scott quote or here's a Pam and Jim. It's like, okay, I get the characters, that's great, but I'm not gonna sit down and watch like the whole series just because everybody thinks it's funny. It's like, no, you know what? I know what I like, and despite you people, I'm not gonna watch this.
The thing that's funny is I saw a quote on Twitter a couple weeks ago that made me laugh pretty hard, and it was, I have seen more GIFs and memes of The Office than I have seen of episodes.
Yeah,
of Office.
I'm totally, yes, absolutely, yes.
Because, I mean, I enjoy it, but yeah, it's.
Yeah, I mean, how much of that is just Steve Carell being a weird, you know, a weirdo, making faces, yelling no, which is totally GIFable, but yeah.
For me, and I don't know if it's the same level as The Office, but for me, it's Bob's Burger. Like,
oh, you're gonna love it, dude. You gotta watch it.
Exactly. For some reason, I refuse to.
It's not that great.
reverse technology. Like, Uno, no. Everybody talks about Bob's Burger and how it's funny. Bob's Burger is one of those perfect examples where it's just like a perfect storm. A, everybody talks about it, mm-hmm. how great it is, and B, the graphics or like the art style is just terrible to me.
Yeah, that's what
it,
I think.
I've accepted the Simpsons as, you know, really terrible. But then I'm like, oh come on, you can't, you know, after seeing the Simpsons, after seeing Futurama, can't you make something that actually looks nice? And I'm like,
yeah. Any hot takes on Rick and Morty? Because part of me feels that that's kind of on the same boat. Everybody's got to watch it. Okay.
Rick and Morty? No. Steven Universe? No.
Oh, okay.
See, those are those things that at least those are like easily consumable. So if you miss something, you miss something, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But
well, no. According to Steven Universe, you have to see it from the very beginning because it has the whole idea of Steven's...
universe?
No. I guess it's a...
they did the thing!
No, I guess it has a lot to do with like gender and
gender
identity, right? And so they're saying that you need to understand Steven from the very beginning in order for you to understand why his version of the gems or something like that is supposed to be a symbol of like gender equality and, you know, the LGBTQ. And I'm like, no, I'm good. And not that I don't like the LGBTQ community, more of like, no, it just sounds too complicated for me. And the graphics look terrible, so.
I'd also like to ask what the D is in LBDQ, because I don't, is there a D?
Is it D? Okay.
It's some, D.
But oh, D, my bad.
Sometimes they remove the D. Anyways. You're welcome, America. Oh, and the Philippines, because we got listeners here too. So anyways, my thing is, I don't know why, I mean, it's probably a lot of people's things too, is everybody loves Raymond. Like, oh, okay. People would, like, when I was...
I don't.
Nobody I know loves Raymond, but shows, and this shows that not my experience is not just with my peers, but like other external factors, like other TV shows, movies, directors, actors that I really respect and admire, would say that Everybody Loves Raymond is the funniest TV show and that Ray Romano is the funniest comedian. I recently saw his Netflix special.
Meh. Oh, really?
Okay. It was, wait, that's what he called his Netflix special?
He should have called it. Like, trying? relevance? I don't know. But, yeah, it's... maybe it's not my style of humor. Because, you know, I like laughing. So...
Zing on you, Ray Romano. And
take that in your billions of dollars.
And ogre-looking brother. And, whatever that guy's name
and
was.
And the guy from... He was a bad guy in one episode of Fresh Prince. Anyway. Yeah.
So, we've done... You know, everything. Is there one where you actually tried watching? Because everybody said it's great. Did you try watching something and you're like, eh? What is the excitement over this? Why do people actually like this? I'll give you an example. For me, everybody talked about because, you know, for the longest time, because of you know, shows like Archer and everything, I really like That's What She Said jokes, you know, and then so Archer started doing like the phrasing type of thing. So if, for me, it's still a natural thing where somebody does anything that is even remotely, you know, kind of sexual, I will always have to kind of point it out. Mm-hmm. And you know, with How I Met Your Mother, I guess Barney, what's his name's character.
NPH
is a character. Everybody's like, dude, those are the words that everybody says. You like, That's What She Said jokes. You should watch How I Met Your Brother.
How I Met Your Brother.
I tried watching it. Like, I watched it twice. I watched it in the middle of the whole thing. And I didn't get it, so I was like, oh, maybe I'll have to watch the first episode. I went to the first episode. So maybe I just missed. Maybe it was just two episodes that were just bad. But mm-hmm. I thought it was stupid.
The thing, well, going into How I Met Your Mother is, that was one of those shows where people, my other friends would say, I'm surprised you're not watching this. I'm surprised this isn't on your, you know, your DVR or whatever. And I watched a couple episodes of them, and I'm like, it's okay. And then I saw one time they had a DVD sale for like $5 for a season. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll give it a chance until I got a Netflix subscription. And it was literally the first thing they kept on suggesting. And I was like, just for the hell of it, I'm going to go with it. And I binged the hell out of it. Not because it was funny initially, but because I found the characters interesting. And then eventually they became funny, which is not the premise you really want to go to with a comedy show. It's like, be funny off the bat and go with it. But yeah, that's just my How I Met Your Mother take real quick.
I'm trying to think of one, but obviously, unfortunately, I'm having difficulty. I can't really come up with one because obviously, if that was the case, I probably dropped it. So yeah, sorry, yes, can't add to this conversation.
I tried with, it's called Superstore. Have you heard of this?
No,
it's on NBC.
Oh, okay, yeah,
I've seen a couple of episodes.
It's like the sitcom set in a Walmart, yeah, or a fake Walmart.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what it is, and they have good character actors. It's just that, you know, Thursdays, literally, it's just, I mean, I'm never there for anything anyways. So yeah. If I'm not recording it, I'm not watching it, even though it's on my Hulu account. And I literally just save my DVR for The Good Place on Thursdays. But I tried giving it a chance. I want to give it a chance again. In the terms of, I remember things that were funny, and I'd like to see how those things have progressed. It's been like 2 years since I've seen it. People tell me, you know, it's kind of like how Parks and Rec started, where the first couple episodes are kind of meh,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, you work your way into it and everything. Okay. So we'll see.
So I guess to end this conversation, you know, we are a podcast that claims that we are fanboys. That, you know, we're not casuals or anything like that. So does this mean if we're talking about, you know, I'm talking about Breaking Bad, I'm talking about Game of Thrones, I'm talking, you know, Rick and Morty, you know, Steven Universe, all these things that everybody considers to be like there in fandom. Does that make me or you, depending on what you like and what you don't like, does that make you less of a fanboy? Does that make you, make us a casual?
Here's the thing. My theory on this is
Dr. Harold.
We'd be actually bigger fanboys if we don't start watching the show until 5 years from now. When people have forgotten about it, and then we watch it and be like, hey, you guys remember Game of Thrones? And we start referencing those things currently to them when they've already forgotten about it. And then we obsess over the show then.
okay.
I think it's gonna head for at least some Inception stuff. It's gonna happen.
It sounds like my fandom with Firefly.
Yes, yeah, like hey, Firefly,
brown coats, yes, finger guns, you know.
And then when you see that guy at one of the cons, you'd be like, dude,
yes,
it's still cool, right?
See, Mal, yeah.
And then that guy,
get the reference.
That guy would be like, hey, what a nerd. Like, that's right. I took it back.
Yeah. When I go to cons, I look for Jewel Street. Or state, whatever her name was. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Lou? What do you think? Fanboy? Casual? What does that make us?
I think that's still... That doesn't make us bad fanboys. It goes back to the same kind of premise I've been harping on for, like, the last few episodes whenever we come up with it, or whenever we talk pop culture, is that there's literally too much. There's literally too much material out there to consume. It's impossible to be an expert or to be a fan of everything. I think at this point we just have to kind of accept or embrace the fact that, you know, we are going to like what we're going to like. And, you know, the three of us here, we're good friends. We've been hanging out watching the same stuff for the most part, but there's still going to be things that you enjoy that I won't, that Harold will like, that neither of us will like. But, you know, that still makes us fans, is the fact that you engage what it is that you're watching, you like it, you share it, and you try to enjoy it as much as you can. And you know what? As much as we'd like for this to become a paying gig, we're not getting paid. So at this point, it's like, you know, if you're...
Maybe he's not getting paid.
Jesus. They're paying you? You know, we're not staff writers at IGN or Gizmodo or whatever, you know, that gets paid to watch this stuff. So, you know, for all the fanboys out there, dude, be fans of what you're doing or of what you're watching. Don't have no shame.
Is that how you pronounce it? Gizmodo?
I don't know.
That's what I say.
Gizmodo? I thought it was Gizmodo.
Dude.
Well, it's always jizz on you, so.
Yeah.
On him?
On him?
On him? The glasses do nothing.
Sorry. So, last thing I want to kind of talk about, and, you know, we're talking about fanboys, casual and everything, and as Harold kind of mentioned earlier during this episode, the one thing that's coming up, that's looming in front of us, looming, is Endgame.
Oof.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we end, and I just kind of want to get some hot takes from you. What, or I don't know if it's hot takes, what do you think, any predictions, anything that that you want to happen, that you think is going to happen, or as a fanboy, what is it that you want to see and you're going to be like, oh my God, I know what that means. like, personally for me, you know, I think we need to do if we have time before Endgame, I think we need to talk about the idea of where the Infinity, is it stones in MCU? Mm-hmm. Infinity stones, yeah. come from.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
And so, you know, one of the things that I really feel, and again, this should be a fodder for a future episode, but one of the things that they I really loved about Infinity Gauntlet is the idea of death. Mm-hmm. And so, there's a rumor that there's a young woman there that is kind of uncredited, and it's kind of along the lines of what we were talking about with, you know, Shazam, where there were those uncredited people. It turns out that they were really important in the movie. So that's the big rumor right now, that they're going to incorporate death into it.
Wow.
So, at least for me, do you think that, considering that it's a 3-hour movie, do you think that's going to be something that they're going to have a time to introduce, or it's just wishful thinking on fanboy style?
You know, for 3 hours of a movie, they could literally go anywhere, upside down and inside out. So I wouldn't take it past them to introduce, you know, the embodiment of death. Like in the comic books, yeah, Thanos was in love with death, the embodiment of it.
That's obsessed,
right? So yeah, it would be interesting what they do, because yeah, from all the trailers, as much as I'm trying to avoid, you know, any more spoilers online, but you know, you can see that, you know, they're going through different costumes and different iterations. So who knows? Oh, it would be really interesting, because there's this one scene where they're like in a battlefield, I guess, where everything's smoldering or on fire. So yeah, it would be crazy if a literal skeleton lady walked out and be like, "I'm death." So yeah. Crazy.
She's Jamaican? I'm Diaz.
I'm Diaz. Brr, brr, brr. Brr, brr, brr.
I think the best, the most interesting outcome, I think, would be if everybody who died in the snap comes back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And why? In exchange, everybody who stayed alive has to die.
Ooh.
Dude.
No, because Tom Holland would be alive.
His movie's already in the can. His movie's in the can. Black Panther 2 is in the can.
It's already in the
can. I'm just kidding.
I didn't even know that Black Panther 2 was already like in production.
No, but I mean, Spider-Man 2 is already.
Unfortunately. You just disappointed me. Last but not least, how are they going to defeat Thanos?
Ant-Man up the Thanos.
That's still everyone's favorite theory.
Yes. Oh, man.
And then he expands into giant man. And then it just, or it took a life.
Oh, man. Does that sound like that? Because you have all those ridges?
Yeah.
And again, it kind of goes back to what Lewis talked about. It's 3 hours long.
Yeah.
It's a 3 hour long movie. There's no intermission, so I'm going to need to hold my bladder.
I heard they're providing, urinals. What are they calling again? Catheters?
Jeez, dude.
Yeah, stick that's not right, right?
Don't stick a tube on my anus.
Wow. I was going to go.
Yeah, that's how Thanos goes. He gets a catheter jammed into him.
Oh, jeez.
Never mind. You guys don't like spoilers. Unfortunately, possible spoiler came out.
Nope.
So, okay,
please do not.
Okay, fine. So
as much as like literally, this is my plan. We talked about it at the beginning that we had the tickets. The movie's on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. From Tuesday until Thursday night, I am off all social media. I will not go on Twitter. I will not go on Instagram. I will not go on Facebook because, like I've said before. Someone ruined Star Wars The Force Awakens for me, and it's pissed me off for the past 4 years now, or 3.5 years or whatnot.
I forget, what did you see?
It was literally someone, it was a post about Star Wars, and someone goes, Kylo stabs Han Solo with his lightsaber, and I was like,
oh, stupid. Which actually was the sound that...
me going, psh. And then I was like, and then when it actually happened, I literally was, whatever I was holding, I threw it on the ground, just like that song, and I was just like, the internet was right. Like my cousin was trying to get out of me. My cousin goes, what's the spoiler you saw? And I was like, I'm not going to respond and tell you because you're going to either say that happened or it didn't happen. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I just don't like the internet.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do the spoiler, but did you hear, do you know how the spoiler came about?
No.
A Build-A-Bear.
What?
Oh, I heard about that.
Supposedly, you know how, I don't know if you know because... I don't know if you're...
I don't build bears
build
often.
Bears. I build bears. And so nowadays they have movie licenses where you get to press the hand and it's like a movie stock, phrases and everything. And supposedly there's five phrases and one of the five is like completely different from everything.
Oh, okay.
And when they heard it, there's like... Oh my God, that is exactly, that could very well be how everything's going to happen.
That's horrific. Is it
racist?
I know. So four lines are like, I love you, you're my friend. And the fifth one, you all die.
No, it's Thanos.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A Thanos style. And there's a line that Thanos says that revelatory. And again, I'm not going to say anything about it.
We just got to hold out for
avoiding that part of the mall.
A couple more days.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
That is it for us today. You know, one of the things that we would like you to, you know, this is usually the end where we talk about our websites and everything, blah, blah, blah. But the one thing we kind of want to ask you, and I'll beg a little bit, I guess, if you have the time and if you're listening to this, you know, whatever format you're doing, whatever, whether it's through iTunes, whether it's Google Play, for the love of God, please, just do a review.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give us a couple stars, hopefully 5 stars.
But yeah, one star.
Yeah, you know, exactly. At least the number is there because we know
at least based on people texting us and emailing, messaging us. There's people out there that listen, but when we look at our reviews,
analytics,
yeah, and it's like, oh, so please, for the love of God, you know, go right now as you're taking this, you know, go to your phone and click that like button, whatever it is that you want to do, for the love of God, please, because as Lewis said, we're not getting paid for this. It would be nice if we can. So, as usual, take a look at our website, twofanboysonecastle.com.
On Facebook, two fanboys and a
Facebook. I think it's the two fanboys. I was like, well, it's kind of accurate.
We'll post our podcast and everybody goes live and share all the fun stuff out there on the internet.
And then you can follow us on Instagram and... what's the other thing called? Twitter?
The Twitter.
At Two Fanboys, One Casual.
So, exciting news, by the way. We do have a website announcement. Oh. Want to tell Lewis?
I was going to say, wait. I didn't
hear we this. Do. We signed up for a new website.
Oh, okay.
The address is?
twofanboys.com.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. What is that? What? What happened to the third guy?
So, that concludes our podcast for today.
This is Dennis.
This is a hell of a way to find out.
This is Harold.
And this is April Fool.
<laughs> <laughs>